Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
What we thought we would do on today's show is power rank, because that's, you know, that's our thing here. Power rank the quarterbacks in the AFC.
I have Derek Carr at number 8.
That's exactly who I had on my list. This is unbelievable. How is our list the same when we did not consult in any way, shape, form, or fashion before creating our list?
It is scary. Some like hive mind stuff going on here. Look, I think Derek Carr, his season last year, maybe a little underrated. Like, he was pretty good. I believe I said, at least based on what I said about him going into the year, which I basically kind of lumped him in with Kirk Cousins and said, like, these are the quarterbacks you don't want to have the most because you're kind of just stuck in the middle. And not to say that that was totally wrong. You know, Derek Carr was like, you know, the MVP or any kind of that level. But I think he's a little bit better than that. And he's better than Kirk. I think he showed some things that were really encouraging. And I don't feel like the Raiders are an amazing spot because of how tough their division is. And spoiler alert here, I have him as the worst quarterback, right, in there. I'm trying to double check here. Yes. So, yeah, I have him as their worst quarterback in their division, but still top 8 player. Just, you know, on, if we're going by wild card, he's in the seeding. He's just on the outs there. What else can I say? What do you have to say about Derek Carr's stats?
They had every reason in the world to miss the playoffs last year. Think about what the Raiders went through with the Henry Ruggs situation. Their coach gets fired in the middle of the season. Like, the Raiders off the field were a complete disaster last year, and they still made the playoffs. That's incredible. That's a credit to Derek Carr, and he has to be the best worst quarterback in a division I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah. Who else would it be? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, if he, and maybe what happens in the NFC West this year, because I think when Derek Carr is aggressive, he can be really, really good. I think his biggest issue is that he doesn't consistently push the ball down the field, but maybe what happens this year, because he's like, the division is so loaded, he's just like, forget it. Let's go. Well, let me just chuck this thing.
Getting Davante Adams might help a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, credit to the Raiders, man. All of a sudden, like, they're going all in. Davante Adams, Chandler Jones. I love the Chandler Jones move for them. Like, they are not just sitting back like, oh, shucks, our division's really hard. They're like, okay, let's go.
You got to like it. They're not backing down. Because, I don't know, you could maybe conceive a team being like, all right, this is tough. Maybe we're just going to kind of take a backseat here and like, rebuild or figure this out. But no, it's not the Raider way. Just win, baby.
Josh McDaniels, welcome to the AFC West. Like, all these years goes by, he finally becomes a head coach again after the whole thing with the Colts and the debacle with the Broncos. And it's like, good luck. You got to play Mahomes twice a year, Herbert twice a year, and Russell Wilson twice a year.
He signed up for it. He knew what he's getting into.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.